The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We will kick things off, though, with our own Henry McKean, who has found time out of his preparation for the big Leinster rugby game tonight. Mad Leinster fan. Henry, you're welcome to studio.
Kieran.
I put down the prawn sandwich there just for a moment and talk to me about this survey about the life skills that parents wish their kids had when they fly the nest.
Yeah, a big survey out today on this from YouGo. Basically, they do student accommodation. And what they're finding is our generation, or the generation older than us, were much better prepared at actually getting out there in the real world. And this generation, they're not so good at even keeping their room tidy, making the bed, life skills like that they're falling down on.
What life skills would you like to have had?
I personally would have much preferred to have been able to do DIY and even change a tyre in a car. I am terrible at that.
Sorry.
And my dad did try to teach me.
You can change a tyre now, can't you?
I struggle. It could take a while. Sometimes the cars...
Your job is driving around the country.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't even know if I have a spare tyre. I'm not even sure. I need to check. I don't know if I have a spare tyre. I know. And up until recently, I was a member of AA. I think my subscription might have ended. But yeah, also another life lesson that I've taken from, I suppose, being an adult now is you don't need to keep food in the supermarket. It just goes off. I mean, you do need to keep it in the supermarket, not in your fridge, the other way around.
Oh, sorry.
Because there's just...
Wondering about that.
But also sleeping.
So where do you keep... But you have to keep refrigerated goods somewhere.
Well, I just think... I find at the moment,
you don't put the milk in the press, Henry.
I know, but at home, our fridge is full of food, and it's just going to go off. I mean, it's overstocked, and I just think you should keep that food. Yeah, that food should be kept in the supermarket, and you should buy it last minute. That's my big life lesson, and also I think that sleeping in the daytime, a massive luxury you can't buy. I wish I knew this.
Are you a napper?
I would love a nap. I'd like, especially today because it's such a warm evening and it's beautiful. We could be in Spain right now.
You feel kind of groggy after you wake up from a nap.
You do. Like, I know another presenter, without naming him, he takes a nap just before he goes to air every day. I can't say his name. But yeah, anyway, this student...
And he sounds very groggy, I have to say, when he goes to air.
Really?
Yeah.
We can't name him.
Anyway. Yeah.
I met these parents.
I hope they know how to work a washing machine. I know they can.
So you've got four kids. How old are they?
They are between 14 and 23. Four boys. They can load a dishwasher, I know. They can use a washing machine. They find emptying the dishwasher a challenge. They, what else do I need them to know?
Could they do a grocery shop? Could they work out a budget, start up a savings account, hang up clothes?
They can do those things. There's loads of other things they can't do. They need to learn to complain less. They need to learn there's life outside Dublin.
And there sure is.
Yeah, and they don't think there is. And they need to stop moaning about everything. But that's a main lesson I want them to learn.
So you've got two kids. They've moved out?
One has moved out, yeah, just went to university at Cardiff last September. The other one's still at home.
And how is he coping living on his own in student accommodation?
Very well. He did say, "Mom, I don't know what all this issue is about, like, this transition. It's fine," he says. So he's washing for himself, obviously, easy washing, doing food, shops, sorting himself out, not getting any takeaways like I thought he would, cooking really well. So yeah, I suppose growing up he was always, able to cook, and I showed him how to use the washing machine and able to cook for himself. So
you taught him well?
I hope so, yeah.
So you think he's ready for life, he can cope, he can make his bed, he can...
Much about making his bed now, but he can certainly cook. He can feed himself and keep himself clean.
Oh, Henry, that poor, poor, naive woman who thinks that her child up in Cardiff is not ordering takeaways and is cooking home-cooked meals.
Well, this is what she's been told. She's got to believe it.
Of course. I have no doubt that's what she's being told.
I have no doubt about that. In Wales is much cheaper than here.
My car doesn't have a spare wheel, says somebody else. It has foam. I honestly pray every time I get into the car, nothing happens. I have no idea how to use the foam. Another listener wonders, can Henry change a bicycle tyre?
Oh, wow. Now, that is a big question. I was taught how to do it. I used to be in a cycling club called Willow Wheelers, and I used to be great at it. I admit this. I took an old 1980s bicycle to the bike shop. to get the tyres changed. I didn't do it myself. And I was charged handsomely for it. Yeah. But I had to get new tyres and new inner tubes and a full service. I think it was €70. But the bike is like new. Ooh. It's like a brand new bike. So it was worth it.
I only emptied the filter on my washing machine yesterday for the first time in 7 years. And only because the water wouldn't drain out of it. I was forced to do it.
I don't even know where the filter is.
I'm not surprised. What about the young people, Henry, you've spoken to?
Yeah, and also on this survey, it's about, you know, grocery shopping on a budget. It's about starting a saving account. These are important life lessons. Also mental health, looking after it. And having empathy. These are all life lessons. I did get to speak to young people, and many of them are still at home.
You're young. Are you good at all these life lessons? Could you move out of home and survive out there when you do finally move out?
I think I could definitely move out of home and survive, but being organized, keeping my room clean, not so much.
But you could do a grocery shop, you yeah. could start a savings account.
Definitely.
And what about yourself? Can you iron?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Can you fold clothes?
I do, yeah, I can definitely do that.
You're still living at home. Do you think you could survive on your own if you moved out tomorrow?
Probably not, no. Probably not. Where'd I fall down? Shoot, probably just like struggling to find a home.
Somewhere to live.
Somewhere to live, yeah.
And can you cook?
Can I cook? Yeah, I can cook, yeah.
Can you wash clothes? Can you work
Oh, yeah, like all of that. It would just be trying to find a place to live.
And could you, you know, if you found that place to live, could you change a light bulb, change?
Yeah, like a lock and, yeah, probably.
So you're pretty good at the DIY?
I suppose so, yeah.
What life lessons have your parents taught you?
Well, they taught me to always take care of myself because they're not always going to be around. So always make sure, like, making your bed, hanging up your clothes, because that does affect your life, I feel. Because if you're working throughout the day and you're coming home and you don't have that done, it does, I feel, affect then your day. Mental health, I think, is really important, and, like, how your parents raise you as well.
You're at university.
Yes.
How have you coped so far?
If you're living with other people, you've got to learn how to like their living habits, how they may differ from yours. I think the biggest thing is when you know there's not someone to do your stuff for you, you've got to kind of, I think there's a great incentive for like you to step up and like take care of your own problems.
And have you stepped up?
I would say yes. Yes, definitely.
Has he stepped up?
I'm not too sure.
Henry, if you won the lottery, or if you could get somebody to do one of your daily tasks for you, be it ironing, hoovering, doing the dishwasher. What one of those daily chores do you hate doing?
That is such an interesting question. Mm. So if I won the lotto...
Or if you could just have a robot to do one job for you. This is the conversation myself and my wife often have.
I would have a full-time gardener.
Really?
And we actually have hired someone, even though I haven't won the lotto.
You have a full-time gardener?
No, we don't have a full-time gardener, but I wish I had a full-time gardener.
Okay.
I would love that.
But you've got someone who you... Yeah. Paid to come in and do the garden.
We've started to, just to free up some time.
How big is the garden?
It's tiny, tiny little thing.
Wow, yeah,
but
sure.
There's big hedges that need to be done.
Right, okay.
And it's that time of the year. I think it's that time of the year, I'm sure. Mm. We'll be told otherwise.
No wonder you can't afford the AA membership anymore. Just home from work here, right into the bed. It's my paradise, whatever the weather, says somebody else. It's not changing a tyre, it's changing a wheel. The garage changes the tyre. That's a good point, actually. It is changing the wheel, says one pedantic listener.
Yes, and yeah. This is Formula One.
Anyway,
yes,
anyway.
Yes.
I can do the first half of changing a bicycle tyre, specifically taking the tyre down and throwing it to one side while waiting for the support car to wrap up, says Brian in Dublin. I'd love a robot to clean the toilets. The job I detest most, says somebody.
I don't mind toilet cleaning.
Do
I'm
you
okay
not?
With that. You get a good feeling when it's clean and you get high off the... You know, the chemicals.
Yeah, that shiny, shiny new porcelain staring back at you. You mentioned there that quite a few of the people you spoke to, the young people, were living at home, which I guess is a feature of Ireland's housing crisis. Mm-hmm. Those who've managed to move out.
Yes.
You know, either they have a few quid or maybe their parents are down the country and they have to move out if they're studying up here. How are they coping?
Yeah, it's really, really difficult, even for young people who've started in the workforce because of these no-fault evictions, as landlords are wanting to leave the market. I met this young teacher.
When you moved out, how old were you when you moved out?
24.
And how old are you now?
29.
How have you coped the last 5 years after moving out?
It's tough. The biggest thing is how insecure housing is anywhere. I've been evicted twice, both no-fault evictions. And I think I was a bit naive when I moved out that I was going to have a home and be able to like rent there, and have just been moved about so often by landlords evicting on the grounds of sale.
I'm sorry to hear that. So it's been a tough 5 years.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And I've just gotten another notice to quit now again on the grounds of sale. And I think like I've lost tens of friends to Australia in the last number of years. I might end up having to go myself. It's just the reality of renting in Dublin. And I think like that, until I was a renter, I just didn't appreciate the reality of what that is like at the moment. I kind of had a very...
So it made you feel... Well, it makes you feel very insecure.
Yeah, extremely. Like, and I'm a school teacher, and there's a shortage of teachers. I might end up having to leave my school because I can't afford to live in the city.
And, you know, moving to perhaps rural Ireland or even Australia.
Yeah, possibly. Like, I don't want to go because I've very dependent parents who I do a lot for, so they're kind of keeping me here at the moment, but it's very difficult when, like, the landlord can evict you on the grounds of sale.
One listener says, no hedge trimming at this time of year. Please, Henry, the birds are nesting.
Oh, I'm glad that's been cleaned up.
Henry will pass that message on to his gardener. Jeeves, if you're listening, if you've got the radio on out in the back garden there, out in the estate somewhere.
The gardener probably knew that already.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Who else did you speak to?
Well, I mean, an Irish mammy. I got to speak to an Irish mammy, Irish budgeting mammy, Anne Marie Gaynor. She's a nurse and a farmer, and her children have actually bought sheep. She's joining us from Longford.
I'm a mum of three teenagers, aged from 19, 17 to 13. They're all living at home. Since they were about the age of 10, not that I have encouraged them, they have had to make their own lunches. I'm a nurse, so I work long shifts. I'm not there every single evening to pick them up. I'm not there at bedtimes, different things like that. So they've had to learn a lot of things, especially as a single parent. They've had to learn things themselves and how to do them. Definitely. Finances is something that really kind of kicks in quite young. I would pay them for pocket money for doing work around the house. If they didn't do it, they didn't get it. Age of 12, because we come from a farming background and we live on a farm, I encourage them to buy a sheep. So they each then bought a sheep with their confirmation money. That's their first hardcore scale of investing. They bought a sheep with their confirmation money. The sheep went into lamb, and therefore they sold their lambs and they made money. We were incredibly lucky to be from a background where I was able to do that. When it comes to making their, looking after their clothes and everything, as they come to a certain age, I stop cleaning their rooms. All my teenagers live at home. I do not clean the older kids' rooms. I might go in every now and again, folding, putting away their clothes. That is their option. And I have noticed that when they don't do it, they can't find anything. So varying degrees of how it works. Each single one of them has a different personality and each one of them does things in a different way. When they've got the confirmation, I've always encouraged them to open a credit union account so they can put the money that they make from their sheep into it. It's the easiest way to get them to learn about money and say no. Just like, I couldn't have said yes to everything. So the two older ones work, and they bought milk cows and do different things for farmers. So they earned money. So they learned about money, about saving, about investing through physically doing it.
Anne-Marie Gaynor there, the Irish budgeting mammy. I hate vacuuming, so I brought a robot vacuum, says John the Napper. Brilliant, except the dad didn't like it. And then he did a big gick in front of it and it was spread everywhere. Had to buy a second robot vacuum.
Oh my goodness me.
And now when it's running, I keep an eye on the dog. Somebody else is wondering, I don't know why they're asking us for advice, but nevertheless, here we go, Henry. We're agony uncles.
Sure.
When should I start getting my kids to do chores to teach them these skills? What do you think?
I think the age of about 7.
Really?
The age of reason, and then give them pocket money only if they actually do something.
Okay, that's my advice.
But I got to ask you, what life lessons would, you know, firstly, you'd want your kids to know? And what would you have liked to have known before you went out into the big bad world?
I would like my kids, if I could, do you know what I'd say? Mm. When you get your first job, this sounds really, really boring.
That's okay.
Just start a pension, put 20 quid. Just put 20 quid a month if you have to.
So,
it.
Like, even if say, so,
I've we've colleagues
job.
Here, and
yes.
One in particular who may be listening who started working in Arnott's and he's very young. And he's like, yeah, no, I started a pension. You had to in Arnott's. And it was like, whatever, very little, But it's compound interest. It's just built up.
He started a pension at like 19, 20 years of age.
Yeah, you know who we're talking about. Who started working in Ireland. Yes. He is basically a millionaire. There's so much money in that guy's pension.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is a big pension.
Yeah, no, but I would say that's what, I know that's boring advice, but as somebody who started that very, very, very late, as in very recently, I would say start. Just put something tiny into it. I wish I knew how to cook a bit better. My mother's a great cook, but I just didn't pay any attention. Mm-hmm. I was lucky to live with a fella who was a very good cook. Yes. We kind of had a deal. He'd cook and I'd clean, and which wasn't bad, but I'd like to have been able to cook. Yeah.
You can still learn. What about you? Oh, I wish I was better as a roommate. I was a terrible roommate.
Really?
I remember like living in Australia and I used to steal things from flatmates and roommates, like socks and cans of Coke and beer. I wasn't...
And money sometimes.
Never money. But I wish...
Wow.
I wish I was a better person, when I was, sharing.
That got philosophical quickly. Henry McKean, who wishes he was a better person. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.